Anne Sullivan, a teacher with a vision. Sullivan led a very different life compared to the other students at Perkins. At age 14, she still couldn't read or write, and she didn't have good manners. However, she was very smart and soon learned a lot. She then had more surgery on her eyes, which allowed her to see well enough to read. In June 1886, Sullivan graduated from Perkins with flying colors. Not long after, Perkins director Michael Anagnos received a letter from someone asking for a recommendation for a teacher for their deaf, blind daughter. Anagnos immediately believed that Sullivan would be a good fit. Sullivan began to teach her student by using her finger to write words onto her student's hand. At first, no matter how hard she tried, her student struggled to understand that each object had a name. However, major progress was made when Sullivan poured water on her student's hand to demonstrate the thing she was talking about. Sullivan's student soon learned a large vocabulary of hundreds of new words. The two became great friends and spent much time together. Who was the bright young student that Sullivan taught so much to? Her name was Helen Keller.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're going to continue talking about Anne Sullivan. So she had a very hard upbringing. She lived in a poorhouse and she was losing her sight, but things got better when she was able to join this school for the blind, the Perkins School for the Blind. And the article starts by saying Sullivan led a very different life compared to the other students at Perkins, this special school. And how was her life different? Well, we see at age 14, she still couldn't read or write, and she didn't have good manners. Of course, she'd been brought up in this poorhouse where they don't necessarily teach. They just give you food, somewhere to sleep, make you do some jobs. So no one's actually teaching her these skills. No one's teaching her manners, which is good behaviour. Manners, which is always a plural, it's behaviour that's polite in any particular society or culture, which means, of course, that manners can change depending on whether you're in one country and culture or in a different one. Something that's bad manners in one place might not be so bad in another. But one thing is definitely certain, and this is this example sentence: make sure you show good manners when we meet my parents for dinner.
Manners 这个字呢，这边你看到它是复数形哦，代表就是礼貌、规矩。好，所以呢，刚刚讲到的 good manners， 那就是要好的礼貌、好的规矩。当然，相反就是 bad manners。那例句刚还说到餐桌礼仪，对不对？所以呢 ，when you have dinner with somebody's parents。Probably you can't speak with your mouth full. 嘴巴有东西的时候，好，不要说话。这个就是餐桌礼仪之一。那因为呢，如果你这样子嘴巴有东西的时候说话， it's considered bad manners. 这被认为是不礼貌的。
Yes, please don't do that. So, Anne was at a bit of a disadvantage, but we do see, however, she was very smart and soon learned a lot. So she could kind of catch up with what all the other students were doing. We then see...She then had more surgery on her eyes, which allowed her to see well enough to read.
这里呢，我们看到 surgery， 好，它指的是外科的手术。那它是一个不可数名词，所以你看到，虽然它有更多的手术，但是它并没有把它加上这个字尾的变化，变成复数形哦。那如果是 day one 当中我们讲到的 operation， 它就是一个可数名词。所以我们说呢 ，Sullivan 接下来动了更多的眼睛手术，让他能够 read。
And then we see in June 1886, Sullivan graduated from Perkins with flying colors. So if you graduate from somewhere, you successfully complete college. We can just say someone's graduated, but then from allows us to put the school, graduated from high school, graduated from this particular university. And it means you've passed enough exams to leave the school, get a certificate, you can go and have your picture taken and throw your hat in the air and do all that fun stuff. Here's an example sentence. Ben graduated last summer, and now he's looking for a job.
graduate 这个动词呢指的是毕业，那刚刚 Pair 有提到的是 graduate from something， 那就是从某个地方毕业，毕业于某处。那毕业的时候都会举行毕业典礼，好，英文是 graduation ceremony。 So what does with flying colors mean? 他毕业可是 with flying colors?
Yeah, it's a very useful phrasal verb and it's used to show when somebody has passed an exam or a course or an entire like school experience very successfully. They have gotten excellent grades. They've aced all their exams, that kind of thing.
也就是很成功的，成绩很好的，所以他毕业的时候是以良好的成绩毕业的。
So we continue on with the story of Anne Sullivan. The article says, not long after, Perkins director Michael Ananios, I'm not sure if that's how to say it, Anagnos, Ananios, usually the GN is ang kind of sound, received a letter from someone asking for a recommendation for a teacher for their deaf-blind daughter. So this guy, I'm just going to call him Michael because his surname's hard to say, he is the director or a director for this school. And if you're a director, it's not like a movie director who oversees a movie,But it is kind of, because it's the manager of an organization or part of an organization. Some companies might have a director of sales who just does the sales stuff for that company. You might have a whole group of directors, usually called a board of directors for a company, who meet and make some big decisions. Here's another one. The director of the museum decided to offer cheaper tickets for students so more people would visit.
Director 这个角色呢，如果是在学校中出现，可能是校长，可能是主任。那在公司里面，他可能是一位主管。那如果是在这个电影界 ，movie director 这个就是一个电影的导演，对不对？那再来呢，我们还看到这个名词是 recommendation， 当做推荐。所以呢 ，a recommendation for something， 那就是针对点点点的推荐。所以毕业不久之后啊 ，Perkins 的校长收到了某人的来信，请他推荐一位老师给他们的女儿。那这个女儿呢，用 deaf-blind 来形容，就是又聋又哑的。
So yeah, we learn that somebody, basically a father, wrote to this school and said, "Look, you're a school for the blind. You teach blind kids."My daughter is deaf-blind, so she's not only blind, but she's deaf. She cannot see or hear. Please, can you recommend or suggest a teacher who can look after her? So we see next in the article, Ananios, that's how I'm going to say it, immediately believed that Sullivan would be a good fit.So immediately means at once. So as soon as he read this letter, he thought, aha, Anne Sullivan, she is perfect. She graduated with flying colors. She's going to be a great teacher. She's had experience of being blind. She's had a hard life. I think she would be perfect for this job. And he got that idea straight away. Here's another way we can use immediately. When it started to rain, Kelly immediately took her umbrella out of her bag.
Immediately, 这个副词呢指的是立刻马上，所以呢这名校长这个 director 马上就想到了 Sullivan， 他觉得他应该会是个 good fit， 所以当你说 somebody is a good fit， 代表他是一个适当的人选。
So we see that Sullivan began to teach her student by using her finger to write words onto her student's handOkay, so if you're going to teach somebody, you've got to start with very basic stuff. But if somebody can't read because they can't see and they can't hear you say the words, then how can you get the word for this person to learn? Well, putting it on their hand is what she chose to do as a way to start.
By using sense of touch?
Yeah, because, you know, smell's gone. She can't hear. You know, smell might work, but she can't hear and she can't see. So how does she explain what it is she's...experiencing. She has to learn some words and so use touch for that. It was difficult. We see in the article, at first, no matter how hard she tried, her student struggled to understand that each object had a name. Of course, she can't see the object. She can't hear someone describing the object. She could pick it up and feel it, but this idea that there is a word for everything, it's a difficult thing to understand if you can't see or hear.Now, that sentence contains today's language in focus, so let's learn more about it right now.
今天的 Language in Focus 要讲到的是 no matter 加上疑问词的用法。 no matter 加上疑问词呢，可以形成从属连接词引导副词子句，可以修饰主要子句，那意思是无论点点点。那如果你放在句型的开头，像是 no matter 后面加上 what 或是 where、who、when、which or whom 加上主词加上动词或是 be 动词，那给同学们一个例句， No matter what you say, I won't forgive you， 不论你说什么我是不会原谅你的。那第二种呢，就是 no matter 之后加上 how， 那 how 之后切记要加上形容词或是副词哦，像是 No matter how difficult the problem seems, I'll try my best to solve it. 无论这个问题看似多困难，我都会尽全力解决它。那当疑问词作为主词而非受词的时候，句型会是 No matter what 或是 who 或是 which 加上一般动词或是 be 动词，像是呢 No matter who calls me, I won't answer. 不论谁打电话给我，我都不会接的。那接下来啊 no matter 后面放上疑问词，可以用疑问词加上 ever 来代替，比如说 no matter what 会变成 whatever， no matter who 会变成 whoever， no matter where 变成 wherever， no matter whom 变成 whomever， 那还有像是 no matter when 变成 whenever， no matter which 变成 whichever， no matter how 变成 however。 所以最后一个例句， whenever you need help, give me a call， 不论你什么时候需要帮助，给我一通电话。
Welcome back, everyone. So, Anne Sullivan is trying to teach this deaf-blind girl, but her student just can't understand the idea that everything has a name and there's a word to represent that name. But things got better, and we see, however, major progress was made when Sullivan poured water on her student's hand to demonstrate the thing she was talking about. So to pour is when you tip water or some other liquid down from something, a jug, a cup, a container, into another or onto a surface. So a more obvious example is when the tea was ready, my mum poured it from the teapot into the cup. If you had a cup of dirty water, you might pour it out into a drain. If you accidentally slip when you're holding coffee, you might pour some on the floor or on somebody's head or something like that.
So she was probably teaching her the word pour.
Or water, maybe.
Or water, or wet.
Mm. Mm,
那 pour 这个动词呢，是倒的动作。所以呀，课文这边说到，学生后来有显著的进步，特别是当 Sullivan 倒水在学生的手上示范教学内容的时候。那这里呢，示范、说明、证明用的是 demonstrate 这个动词。
Okay, yeah, she showed. I mean, that, and that's what you can do. If you can't tell somebody, you show them. You make them feel that thing. And so that was a breakthrough. That allowed Sullivan's student to get the idea, and that made things a lot easier going forward. And we see Sullivan's student soon learned a large vocabulary of hundreds of new words. So again, just like put stuff in her hand, write the word for it on her hand with your finger, and suddenly these things start to make more sense. You get a bigger vocabulary. Your vocabulary is all the words that you know. And it can be used in different ways. Your personal vocabulary is the words that you know and can use. It's not going to be as much as like all the words in a dictionary or something like that, or all the words ever invented by anybody, but it's the word that you know. And I've had a lot of experience of this over the last few years because of young children.
Mm.
And their vocabulary goes from basic stuff like mummy, daddy, mm-hmm. to increasing until they can come up with like whole sentences and speak, like actually make themselves understood and that kind of thing. As their vocabulary grows, as they get new words in their head and figure out what they mean. And it starts off just point, and say that thing, and mm-hmm. then it goes. And that's related to this example sentence. Kids' vocabulary increases really quickly if their parents read to them.
Vocabulary 这个字是词汇，那如果呢你有很大很广的词汇量， large 或是 wide 可以用来形容 vocabulary， 那如果相反是很小很局限的词汇量，那就是 small 或者是 limited vocabulary。 那学每一种语言都是一样，从词汇开始到句子，然后再到段落以及最后一个文章。
Yeah, so for you guys out there who are wondering how can I improve my vocabulary, it's as simple as just reading.
Reading.
Because as you read, you will find these new words all the time, and you'll figure out what they mean. But watching any kind of, like, if you're...
TV shows?
Yeah, watching TV shows, listening
movies.
To the radio, watching movies, just listening to songs, any of that, you are bound to encounter new words all of the time. And all you have to do is just take a moment to figure out what each one of them means.
Right.
Now, when you're doing that, if you're reading, for example, don't stop when you hit the new word. Don't go, I don't know this word. I'm going to stop to look it up. Keep going. Make sense of it. Like, I don't, when I read to my kids, I don't stop to tell them every word. We get to the end of that page. And maybe, and this happens with the older one, he'll go back and say, what does this mean? I'll say, this means this.
Mm-hmm. You can tell him. Explain it.
Yeah, then move on to the next part of the story. And he'll start to use that word.
Yeah. So basically try to find clues from the context. Right?
Yeah. Whether that's pictures, whether that's what's going on. And then if you're still not sure, ask. So after all this happened, the two, Sullivan and her student, became great friends and spent much time together. But who was the bright young student that Sullivan taught so much to?
Yeah, who was that student?
Well, if you may have heard some parts of this story, but when we usually tell the story, it's from the other person's perspective, the student's perspective.
Oh, that little girl named Helen Keller.
Yes, the article finishes, her name was Helen Keller. So you may have heard her story, but the point of this 2 days of article was to give some context, that word again, to her teacher's story. How was her teacher able to think of these ideas? What was her teacher's background and so on? So that brings us away from the article and on to today's For You chat question. What do you know about Helen Keller?
Helen Keller became blind because of a disease she got when she was little.
Okay, I'm not sure. I don't actually know much at all, except blind, deaf.
But she didn't give up, and she started learning sign language and one called Braille.
Yeah, which is the touching the bumps. Yeah, I've heard the story about Sullivan pouring water on her hand and writing things on her hand. I'd heard those. And I know she went on in life to try and help others and, you know, sort of give influence to try and keep helping people in similar circumstances improve.
Mm-hmm.
And weirdly, there's now in Taiwan, I see a spectacles and eyeglasses brand called Helen Keller.
No, I didn't know about that.
I swear I've seen that around.
Really?
Like that's kind of weird, but there you go. But otherwise, I don't know actually too much about her life. It's not something that I happen to have read about at all at any point. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was diseases that kind of caused her to not be able to see or hear.
She wasn't born like that.
Okay.
She contracted something.
Okay, there we go. Well, that is the end of our article. Thanks very much for listening, everybody. For English For You, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Vocabulary Review. Manners. Alice showed her manners by writing a thank you note after visiting her friend's house. Graduate. Steve worked hard in college so that he could get a good job after graduating. Director. Director. Mrs. Thompson, the director of the elementary school, planned a teachers' meeting to discuss the schedule for this year. Immediately. If you want to catch your train, you have to leave your house immediately. Pour. Vivian sat in the tub and poured water over her hair to wash it. Vocabulary. Vocabulary. Kayla's Japanese vocabulary is very small, so she needs to spend more time learning new words.
智慧小补帖
Surgery. Recommendation. Demonstrate.